Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Great weather to close out February. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A Coburg woman is facing impaired driving charges after police alleged she was driving erratically. Officers on general patrol early Sunday morning in the area of University and Margaret Street stopped the vehicle and suspected the driver being intoxicated. The unidentified driver was arrested and charged. Her vehicle was impounded for 7 days, license suspended for 90 days, and she will appear in court at a later date. A Castleton man is charged with DUI following a traffic stop in Quinney West. Provincial police accused the man of running a red light on Dundas Street West early Sunday morning. OPP said the unidentified 20-year-old will appear in Belleville Court in April. His vehicle was impounded and license suspended. Aldenwick Haldeman Township residents will be paying just over 5% in taxes this year after the Municipal Council approved the 2026 budget following a special council meeting Monday. 2% of the budget will go to addressing the township's aging infrastructure and help plan for a new arena and community site in Grafton. Mayor John Logal says this budget reflects financial stewardship while taking actions on key infrastructure projects. In sports, the Coburg Cougars are back in action tomorrow night against Lindsay, and the Blue Jays and Marlins square off in spring training action today. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Hey Northumberland, Megan here from Ganarasca Financial Credit Union. Have you ever thought about making the switch to local banking? If you're tired of big bank fees and impersonal service, we get it. At GFCU, we do things differently. We're right here in Northumberland County, so your money stays in your community. You're not just a customer, you're a member owner. We have better rates, lower fees, and you get a say in how we operate. We proudly invest in the people and places that make this community great. So, ready to switch? Come visit us in Port Hope or Coburg or head to GanarascaCU.com. That's GanarascaCU.com.
Calling all cowboys and cowgirls. The Rotary Club of Port Hope welcomes you to their popular annual fundraiser, Enjoy the Flavors of Port Hope. Saturday, February 28th at 5:30 p.m. at the Coburg Lions Community Center. There's a casual country theme this year, and for one night only, you can feast on samplings from 11 local favorite restaurants who come together under one roof. In addition to great food, there will be games, silent and live auctions, and live entertainment. Help raise money for worthy local initiatives while having chuckloads of fun together. Tickets are $100 per person and available online at porthoperotary.com. Tickets sell fast, so don't delay. Dust off your boots and join the fun February 28th.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Mainly sunny today, high minus 2. Partly cloudy, slight chance of flurries this evening and after midnight, low minus 11. Wind chill minus 8 this evening, minus 16 overnight. A mix of sun and cloud, slight chance of flurries Friday, high plus 3. And a mix of sun and cloud, with a 40% chance of rain showers or flurries Saturday, high of 3. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.